The opera Porgy and Bess was first performed in 1935 and written by the iconic musical figure George Gershwin. The setting is grounded in African-American life in a fictitious place called Catfish Row in Charleston, South Carolina, in the early 1920s. The musical character of the work, first conceived as a folk opera, premiered in New York in the fall of 1935 with a cast of African-American singers highly skilled in Eurocentric classical music. The work, here presenting the voice of soprano Leontine Price, features the song Summertime, the best-known aria from Porgy and Bess. Porgy and Bess wasn't widely accepted in the U.S. as a classical operatic creation for several decades. Then, in the mid-1970s and 80s, it began to receive its long-overdue tribute by opera companies, including New York's Metropolitan Opera. Today, it's considered part of the standard operatic repertoire, regularly performed here and abroad. This, despite what some see as a stereotypical portrayal of African Americans. The controversy hasn't stopped artists all over the globe from performing and recording the opera's arias, each representing a marriage of musical innovations birthed in the traditions of European orchestral composition, the jazz of America, and the ancient folk music idioms that stretch to Africa. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.